This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm great. How are you?
You know what I just realized?
What?
At the on the intro, it makes reference to brawn and brain. I'm brawn, your brain.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
I know, with that callus on your hand. Holy mackerel, what the hell?
I know. I think I need some new weightlifting gloves.
You used to pick the calluses on my hand, right?
I would sit and pick at his calluses.
While we're watching television, she's holding my hand and she's pulling like the skin off of my calluses. I'm going to be doing that to you pretty soon.
I have two calluses, one on each hand. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's from training so hard.
It is.
In fact, you got a compliment. We talked about it, I guess, last week from Kenny Carter. He said that he's trained some NFL
first round draft picks
and thank you. And cause, you know, I know nothing about sports. I was going to say NFL hopefuls. I didn't know what to say. And you train harder than them.
Uh-huh.
And so Richard Patterson posted on our Facebook and said, you know, my wife and I, we love to sprint and we would love to have Kenny on the show. Then somebody else emailed and said, hey, maybe Kenny can come on the show and give us some advice for how to sprint faster for those of us who like interval training. And so you did,
yeah,
you asked him.
And interval training, yes. So I sent him a message and he's already responded and said that he would be happy to come on, and anything to do to help with fitness, he would be happy to do.
So we'll probably have him on. Hopefully we'll be able to schedule him pretty quickly here because I'm interested in hearing more about it as well.
I am too.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. But there again, you know, you're training so hard and you've got calluses on your hands. And so maybe you're right. Maybe you're going to become the brawn and I'm going to become the brawn.
So have you ever done explosive push-ups?
I've done projectile vomiting after drinking too much. Explosive push-ups. Actually, I did them a couple years ago when I was – my shoulders weren't bothering me. In fact – I started to think that the explosive push-ups caused my shoulders to hurt again because I started to get like overuse syndrome in the front heads.
Uh-huh.
But I did do them, yeah. Yeah, I did do them.
My coach has me doing those right now. It's really interesting. When I first started doing them, I couldn't hardly come up off the ground.
Right.
But now, like, my whole body comes off the ground. It's really interesting to watch the progress that one can make.
An explosive push-up is just a plyometric push-up.
Right.
You push off the ground so hard that your hands leave the ground. Mm-hmm. That's the objective, to literally try to push yourself off the ground.
Right.
And they're very difficult. Most people who can do push-ups can't necessarily do an explosive push-up.
Right. So I impressed myself because I could do it.
I'm flying. Look at that. Elisa's going around the gym. Take off. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So anyway, what's going on, Elisa? What would you like to talk about first this morning?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the show that you did on hydration.
Yes, Waterlogged. Now, that show was actually more for endurance athletes, but those of us who are interval trainers and so on can get some takeaway from that as well, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most people drink way too much water before and during exercise. It's not necessary to drink that much water.
Well, I'm drinking a gallon of water a day right now. Is that too much?
Well, no. And I said that to him. I said, you know, gee, should I back off? And the discussion of urination came up.
Right.
And as long as you're urinating it out, it's not a problem. The problem occurs when the exercise intensity is so great.
Like a marathoner.
Yeah. That the body starts to shut down certain processes because the body interprets this trauma as an emergency, and you keep pouring more water into your body and your kidneys aren't processing it, then it dilutes the electrolytes in your body. And when you start screwing around with calcium and sodium channels, the heart can't pump because that's you're fooling with the electrical system, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dangerous if you're drinking too much water and you're doing something that is just so damn traumatic to the body that the body goes into this panic mode.
Okay. I read an article about why we need to drink water and how much we need to drink. And it says here that the body must constantly be hydrated in order to allow the digestive system to absorb vitamins and remove harmful waste from your food.
Well, you know, but I think the problem with us today is, what is constantly hydration? Is it carrying a gallon bottle around like I do and trying to sip from it all day long so I can hit that gallon of water? Or is it every time you're thirsty or if you're eating something, drinking some water?
Okay, so here it says the body also needs a high supply of water to maintain its own temperature. The temperature is precisely calibrated in order to retain functionality of cells, and even the slightest deviation can cause damage.
But see, and this is, while that may be true, the opposite end is not true, that drinking more water cools your body off.
Okay.
So because that was discussed on the show Waterlogged. So what we found out was that you could drink all the water you want, it's not going to cool your body, your core temperature, even if you're overheated. So that kind of flies in the face of what they're saying there. So who do you believe?
Who do you believe?
Yeah, isn't that part of the problem with all this information overload right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been talking about this.
Yes, we have.
It's like when we're trying to choose shows, a lot of times we'll find a topic and then we'll find an opposing view to that topic. And so you look at it and you go, okay, you know, who do you believe? Then it comes down to, well, who's giving the advice? Who's giving the information?
Right.
And we have been inundated with experts. Part of the information overload experience right now, in my humble opinion, aside from the ability to deliver the information, the ability to deliver information quickly has given rise to a bumper crop of gurus and experts.
Uh-huh.
Adele Moussa and I talked about this one time, a long, long time ago. And we talked about the fact that sometimes people take opposing opinions just so they can stand out from the crowd. Sometimes people say the most absurd things or make the most absurd suggestions just so that people go, wait a minute, this is something I haven't heard, and they can actually get out from the noise floor and have their opinion seen. So you really have to weigh out when you read some of this stuff, when you hear some of this stuff. First of all, who's it coming from? You know,
can I interject here?
Yeah.
We've talked about that because just like you're getting your advice from whomever, somebody that you're listening to a podcast from.
Right.
Just like you go to a gym and you hire a personal trainer. Are you going to hire a personal trainer that has a big belly and doesn't look the part?
Right.
Or
right.
Doesn't live the life?
Right. Right.
Doesn't practice what they preach?
Right, right.
Or are you going to take your advice from someone who lives the lives, practices what they preach?
Yeah, is taking the same journey as you.
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting because I had Dr. John Chrysler on so many times. And one of the interviews, I said, Dr. Chrysler, is it fair of me to want to know what medications my physician is on before I go and choose him as my physician? And he goes, well, it's probably fair of you to want to know that, but you can't because of HIPAA. The Health Information Protection Act says he can't tell you even if he wants to. I said, okay, then is it fair of me to look at my physician and go, this person is obese, this person, their skin looks horrible, they look exhausted, and I'm going to sit down with this person and say, look, I have these ailments, what can I do? And he said, no, that would be unfair. Because a physician could be a good physician, but not take care of himself. And I didn't disagree with him because I don't disagree. I generally don't challenge. I let the audience decipher. I'm not trying to push it in any way or shape. But maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. But for me, I disagree with that. Because if I'm going to go and take advice from somebody, whether it be a TV show like The Wizard of Oz, whether it be a podcast, whether it be some internet radio, whatever it is, I want to know, are you living this life too, or are you just promoting this because it's profitable, but you really don't partake in this? Because in my humble opinion, if that's who you are, you're a fraud.
Well, it was just like we talked about last week, the hospital in Texas who is trying to pass the law where they can only hire doctors who fit the image. They're not going to hire obese people
right.
to work there.
I like that.
Not just doctors, but staff as
now,
well.
Now, they're a little off base because they're just looking at BMI, but
exactly.
it's a step in the right direction.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we have to stop taking our advice from people who clearly, A, don't look healthy, don't live the life, and don't apply the tenets and rules that they're promoting,
uh-huh.
and B, clearly are just in it because they want to be famous or they want to be elevated to expert level.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I've said on this show so many times that if I had a penny for it every time I said it, I probably would have a lot of money. I'm not an expert at anything. I'm not an expert. I interview people, and I am no different than the person listening to this podcast. I'm looking for the answers, too, because I'm trying to live the life.
Right.
So, but no, it's a really, really good point. And really, I think a lot of the information overload can be reduced if you just start looking at the people who are delivering the information, like the guy who wrote, "Eat This, Not That."
Uh-huh.
David, whatever his name is, from Men's
Starts
Health.
Starts with a K.
Yeah, I mean, come on, give me a break. The guy looks like he has a hanger in his shirt for shoulders.
Well, what about the vegan guy that they wrote the, what's it?
Forks
the,
Over Knives.
Yes, Forks Over
the,
Knives.
The two guys that wrote that, they're all hunched over and withered looking. Do I really want to look like that when I'm 70? Or do I want to look like one of those Aboriginal people at 70 who's climbing a tree for a coconut for his grandchild?
Or Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, who's swimming boats around the harbor in 70s.
Yes.
I want to take my advice from somebody who is displaying and portraying the life that I want to live.
Yep.
And anyway, but that's good. I mean, I think if you eliminate who you're taking your advice from, the information overload isn't an overload anymore.
No.
But anyway, we have to take a break. I'm sorry. I kind of
got long-winded. When we come back, I want to finish talking about the water.
Yeah.
And then we have lots of good stuff.
Okay. So you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. And Alisa Profumo fit into a new pair of jeans that she hasn't seen in a long time today.
I don't even know where they came from.
But we have to talk about that when we come out of the break.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridget.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're trying to get our social media mojo in line. We have a new fan page, the Superhuman Radio Network. Some of you liked our old fan page. I have to be embarrassed to tell you that we lost the login information. We didn't know how to transition everybody over. So all those 700 to 800 people that liked our old fan page, that's all gone. If you liked it before, I need you to like it again. There's right now a cookie-driven pop-up when you go to superhumanradio.com that asks you to like our new fan page. And I'm asking everyone to like it because in the upcoming weeks, I'm going to stop posting anything on my personal Facebook page, and everything will be posted to the fan page. Show updates and the conversations and questions between listeners. So please like Superhuman Radio Network fan page when you get a minute. Okay.
Okay. Back to water.
Back to water.
Well, one thing that I wanted to talk about was people who think that when they drink Diet Coke or other liquids that they're really satisfying what they need to for their daily intake.
Right.
And that has nothing to do with it. You don't get the same benefits from drinking the other liquids.
Like tea or coffee, for instance.
Exactly.
Right, right, yeah.
So I
But what exactly, what does the article talk about?
That you don't get the same benefits from drinking alcohol, coffee, tea, as you do from other, from water.
Okay. And in fact, it actually kind of works against you, doesn't it?
Yes.
Some of them can actually increase and decrease antidiuretic hormones like aldosterone, which will deplete you of water, right? They act as diuretics.
Diuretics, alcohol, coffee.
Right. Those are powerful diuretics, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there was also a study in the paper that there was a U.S. study of over 400,000 that finds Java drinkers are more likely to live longer.
Yeah, you know, these are those epidemiological studies again.
Well, you know what?
And who funded it? You know, that's the other question. Did Starbucks fund it?
The lead researcher, his name was Neil Friedman of the National Cancer Institute.
Yeah, but you got to find that. See, this is the thing, the problem we have with research today.
And the study was done by the National Institute of Health and the AARP.
Yeah, but who funded it? See, that's the thing. That tells you some of the information, but it doesn't say who funded it.
It doesn't say who funded it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I find interesting about a lot of these articles that you read, at the end of them, they always say, careful, though, this doesn't prove that coffee makes people live longer, but they just said that it's more likely to live longer in the headlines.
Well, that's how science is. Science always leaves a back door for it to be wrong because science has been wrong before, and that's why you have to pay attention to your critical thinking skills and apply this stuff, you know, to that.
Like most studies on diet and health, this one was based strictly on observing people's habits and resulting health. So it can't provide or it can't prove cause and effect.
Right. And these are those types of epidemiological. See, like these same people, they could say, how many of you watch Wheel of Fortune? And let's say a large number of them said, I do. Then you could postulate and say, well, people who watch Wheel of Fortune tend to live longer. See, this is what's wrong with these types of these lack the right kind of controls in order to really assess valuable information, in my humble opinion.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, these are meaningless. If you, look, I drink. I've gone back to decaf. I'm cutting out caffeine out of my daily plan right now.
Right.
And I say that people who really love coffee drink decaffeinated coffee, because if you really love coffee, you love the flavor of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And eliminating the caffeine eliminates the drug-like effects of coffee.
But there's still some caffeine in decaffeinated.
But about as much as tea, like 18 milligrams, 22 milligrams. So, you know, it's minuscule. So, you know, if you really like coffee and you want the health benefits of coffee, just drink decaf. Eliminate the caffeine.
Okay.
That's what I say. So,
anyway. There was also another article about Zithromax and how Zithromax increases the chance for sudden deadly heart problems.
Right.
Sudden deadly heart problems.
Right.
What I found interesting that this was a 14-year study that they did on Zithromax.
Right.
And like you said, how can they rush things to market when they've only tested them for a year? A
few years, right. I mean, here, right now, everybody in the audience that's taken a Z-Pack, raise your hand. Did you just feel the earth move?
Uh-huh. Everybody uses
Z-Packs. Yeah, everybody's taking a Z-Pack, let's face it, right? Because you're in a hurry. The doctor goes, oh, here, just take a Z-Pack. You take two the first day and one the following 5 days and you're done, or something like that. It's 5 or 6 days.
It's 5 days.
Yeah,
it says
there you
here.
Go. And, but this is what this shows is that most drugs do not undergo the type of rigorous long-term testing to truly prove that aside from their efficacy, they are not dangerous. This is why you have drugs released on the market and then months later, years later, you have class action lawsuits against the drug manufacturers because somebody, you know, some thousands of people died or developed a disease or a problem from these drugs. We are, even though the FDA approves this stuff and the, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, the pharmaceutical industry tests this stuff, you're the guinea pig when you're taking these drugs. You are. Because a lot of this stuff doesn't show up for decades until we, you know, oh, wait a minute. We didn't know it did that. Well, of course you didn't. You didn't test it for a decade. You tested it for 3 years.
And the study, the results suggested that doctors should prescribe other options for people who are already prone to heart problems.
Right.
And then here again, it says at the end of this article, it says more research is needed to confirm the findings.
Yeah.
I guess they're just covering CYA.
Of course. Yeah. But once again, when you read that kind of a statement, you have to think, this means I have to use my critical thinking skills and avoid we know we have to avoid antibiotics at all costs. You go to the doctor and he says, this is what you got. And he goes, let me give you an antibiotic. Say no. Say, I'll just let my body work it out on its own. Unless you're about to die, I wouldn't use antibiotics for anything.
I also read an article about men with breast cancer. You know, last week we talked about women and breast cancer. I read an article about men and breast cancer.
Right after you talked about that, I found the lump in my nipple.
I
remember, I was like, oh my God, I'm like such a hypochondriac.
You know, we're laughing about it, but men need to do breast exams also.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that.
Oh, you mean on ourselves?
On yourself. Yes, on yourself. Has your doctor ever told you to do a breast exam on yourself?
No.
Now, you know, I find that interesting because men can get breast cancer. Granted, it's not as often as women.
But here's the thing. Men don't fare as well as women. The statistics show that you told me that men die more frequently from the breast cancer once it's detected, don't they?
Yes, they do. On average, women with breast cancer live 2 years longer than men. And also, 1 in every 1,000 men, according to the American Cancer Society, 1 in every 1,000 men will get breast cancer versus 1 in every 8 women.
Wow.
1 in every 8 women.
Wow.
That is just, to me,
shocking.
Shocking.
Yeah, that is. That is. But again, this is a disease of inflammation and the disruption of the apoptotic landscape. My good friend Adele Musa has a two-part Subversity blog post at subversity.com about chest fat in men. This is a timely post that he has there. That's interesting. I didn't even know. I mean,
going to talk about this.
No, but people need to go there and discover how to get rid of that chest fat. I mean, that's part of the problem right there. That additional fat around the nipple causes more inflammation to the glandular tissue under the nipple.
So what do you do?
Got to work at getting rid of the chest fat. And that's partially hormonal, partially diet. So absolutely.
It says from 1998 to 2007, a total of 13,457 male patients were diagnosed versus 1.4 million women.
Yeah.
That's just, like I just said a few minutes ago, shocking.
Yeah.
And the only thing I will mention about this is I want to mention some of the symptoms so
Please.
That men can be aware.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men's breast cancer usually shows up as a lump under or near the nipple.
Right.
And Carl's over there doing a breast exam on himself right
Man.
Now. Nipple discharge and breasts that are misshapen or don't match are also possible signs.
Mine don't match. I have one pink nipple and one brown nipple. No, I'm like,
no, you don't.
God made me that way.
So just be aware, and you know, watch for things like that. And women are supposed to do breast exams every month.
Right.
So guys, you should do it too.
You know what? I got an idea. You examine your wife's breasts, let her examine yours. You guys just, you know, like when we were kids, remember? We used to, you know, hey, I'll touch yours if you touch mine. That's all.
Okay.
There you go. I think you make it date night. Hey, honey, it's time for us to do our breast exam again.
Sounds like a good idea.
We have to take a break.
Again?
I know. It sucks. I wish we didn't have to take commercial breaks, honey.
I know.
I wish we could just talk all day long. I think people would get bored with that pretty quickly. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with more great information. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio with the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Shake that thing, miss.
This is a good song for what I want to talk about. Shake that thing. So you came in this morning to the studio and you said, I don't know when I bought these jeans. I don't know where they came from, but I can get back into them again. And they look smoking.
I don't know where I got them from. I don't know how long I've had them. I guess it's been a while since I've worn them.
They kind of look like clam diggers, like boyfriend jeans a little bit. They kind of with the high up cuffs, but they fit you. You look like, I'm serious. You look like a 25 year old.
Well, I had to send photos to my coach. Before, you know, I did that before January when I started, and I had to send an update today. You know, I do that periodically.
Yeah, right.
I sent some today, and I was comparing them to the before photos. It's amazing.
Yeah, totally different person. And interestingly enough, during the break, you go, oh my God, she increased my calories. She took a look at your photos, and she just increased your calories.
She did. That scares me.
Well, maybe it's going to bump your metabolism and you'll just keep on going.
Maybe.
I mean, your shoulders are so muscular. Your upper arms are muscular. I mean, you look great.
Thank you.
Really, really good. Anyway.
So while we were on the subject of men's health, you know, we were talking about that just a few minutes ago. I just saw a study that I wanted to mention.
What'd you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The most neglected health test for men is hearing test.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you had your hearing tested?
Geez, that really, truthfully?
Seriously.
I know this, too. Grammar school.
Oh, my, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I remember, because and when I was in grammar school, like sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, they used to come and give you a hearing test. They would put the headphones on, and then you had to put your finger up every time you heard a tone. And they would keep changing the frequency of the tone. And that's how they could tell. I have terrible hearing.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. But mine is because of abusing my hearing. Growing up in the 70s, going to concerts like Kiss on New Year's Eve night and sitting next to the speakers, number one, riding my Harley Davidson for the better part of 6 years with straight pipes. And then my good friend Joey Lagercio took a shot off of my right shoulder with a .30-06 at a deer. And my ear actually bled.
You're kidding.
And it took like 8 months for my hearing in my right ear to come back. So I have, mine is not idiopathic, let's put it that way. There are reasons that my hearing sucks.
Well, it says here that the hearing test for men gets bypassed 70% of the time. So it's important to get a regular hearing test because all too often people don't realize they have a problem. And if they have a hearing problem, it could be other underlying conditions as well. Hearing loss can mean a higher risk of Alzheimer's or dementia.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a red flag for cardiovascular disease. It could lead to depression.
Mm-hmm.
Are you depressed?
Yeah.
And it says a hearing exam can spot cancer.
Really?
It says it can help spot tumors.
It can help. Oh, yeah, a tumor in the brain, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, because that could cause you to lose your. I thought when the guy was giving you the test, he'd go, hey, you know, that blotch on your forehead looks a little weird. Hey, you just spotted cancer.
But so anyway, you know, next time you're at the doctor, ask for a hearing test as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next time I'm at the doctor, that's the that's the million-dollar question right there.
Well, yes, but don't you think that you should at least get a physical periodically?
I would, except they insist on that damn prostate exam. I don't want somebody sticking their finger up my butt. I'm sorry. I just don't like it. It isn't right. Look, they didn't do it to our Paleolithic ancestors. you know, I'm sure nobody was sticking things up their butts to find out if they were healthy. I don't think you need a prostate exam. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it.
Well, so do you not have the right to say you don't want it?
Yeah, of course.
But just like the right to...
Oh, yeah, no, I would. If I went to the doctors now, and I'll tell you something else I'm opposed to, and people are going to say, you're crazy, Carl, you're crazy. I'm totally opposed to the colorectal scope that they want to do after a certain age. Because I've heard, look, if you're living the right life and you're eating right, you're exercising, you're supplementing, you're keeping inflammation to a minimum, you're taking things like ginger extract and curcumin that suppress cancer throughout the entire body, I don't need them putting some flexible device up my rectum and tearing something, which they do continuously.
Yes.
I mean, I know people who've ended up with perforations in their intestines as a result, and that ended up being like the only problem. Oh, no, I was clean, no problem with cancer, but now I've got this I've got to live through for the next 5 years.
I mean, that's a sore spot with me.
Yeah, I mean, forget that, man.
Yeah. So, my mother had a scope done.
Right.
And then she was dead 2 weeks later.
There you go. Yeah, of some strange bacteria in her stomach.
Where they don't know where it came from.
It could have came from the scope.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think it's natural for them to put anything inside you that's metal. I'm sorry.
So speaking of having the right to decline things, there was an article posted. I think Kevin Stevenson posted this. He's been posting a lot lately. Thank you, Kevin. That there's a lawyer for free speech for people who don't want vaccines and people who want to be able to take the vitamins and things that they want.
Right.
But in Vermont last week, they had a vote to allow people to decline
vaccines, yeah.
And they won.
Oh, really?
Yes. Good.
And Vermont is a great state. Do you know that anabolic steroids are legal in Vermont? If you get caught...
Seriously?
Yes. Because it's state by state, those laws. Do you know that if you get pulled over and for a speeding ticket and the cop catches you with a couple bottles of Deca and a couple bottles, it's like getting caught with anything else. It's like they write you a summons for it if you don't have a prescription for it. They just write you a summons. You pay the fee and you're done.
Huh.
Hawaii is the same way, from what I understand.
Advocates for vaccines choice rights delivered a humiliating defeat to the vaccine industry in Vermont this week with a defeat of a 199, a bill that would have eliminated the right of Vermont parents to refuse mandatory vaccines to attend school for philosophical reasons.
I love that. That's great.
Yes.
Bravo to Vermont. Applaud. There you go. Superhuman Radio hand clap.
And anyway, so if you're interested, www.vitaminlawyer.com
Maybe
is
we'll
the
have
guy.
Him on the show. Let's have him
on
the show.
Yeah, we should. That's a great idea.
Do you have something else you want to
Not
go
with
to?
This, no.
Okay.
Go ahead. His little brain is turning.
I know, because I want to talk about this. This is really important.
Okay.
You found an article about the fat, being fat and still being fit.
Yes, I did.
So in other words, the diseases of obesity are not just a function of the mechanical loading of excess fat on the body and so on, and in fact can be mitigated. The effects of obesity can be mitigated through strenuous exercise.
Yes.
So talk about that.
Well, it's a new research study from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. They examined the impact of getting physically fit while remaining fat or even getting fatter.
Right.
And they found that you can remain obese or fat and get fatter, but still your markers would go down.
Right. And, you know, I mean, and look, I mean, if you don't care what your body looks like and you don't mind being fat, then this is fine. Exercise your way to health. Exercise, you know, it keeps coming back to exercise. Isn't that interesting that exercise mitigates everything?
Yes.
Depression, diabetes. I mean, it's all about exercise. And all you have to do is look at a 350, 400-pound football player or a power lifter. Mike Miller was 400 pounds when he squatted 1,224 pounds. The guy had amazing cardiovascular qualities. I mean, he was able to do those strongman competitions where they lifted the back of a car like a wheelbarrow and walked it across a football field. His blood pressure was impeccable. So, again, you don't have to be, you know, ripped to shreds in order to embrace the value of exercise. But it's not cardiovascular exercise we're talking about. It's not just all walking and running. You got to lift weights. You got to do the things that cause your body to change and build muscle. So that's very encouraging, actually.
That is encouraging. There was also a study or an article in the Huffington Post that says exercise lowers blood pressure risk.
Better than lots of other things, I bet.
Better, better than medications,
anything.
And it's talking about a new study demonstrates that staying physically fit and active can have a lasting impact and counter genetic predisposition.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. There are people out there who have been physical culturists for decades. And over that period of decades, they may have developed some symptoms, but ignored them and exercised right through them. They, those same people, if they would have gone to their doctor would have said, oh, you've got this, you've got that, we've got to act on it quickly. But it rights itself by continuing to exercise. Especially, this is especially true of the heart. I remember your friend who used to be a nurse back in the Ark Ages, said something to me once, well, you can actually be, a cardiac invalid. I said, what does that mean? Well, your heart is so weak, you can't do anything. And I said, no, that's not true. You can do something. You start where you are. If all you can do is walk 5 minutes a day, you walk 5 minutes a day, and you increase that by 1 minute a week.
Okay, so exactly. Here, and I didn't read this to you.
No.
In this article, it says, as fitness levels went up, so did the probability that a study participant would avoid hypertension.
There you go. So you start where you are. If all you can do is 5 minutes of walking, then you do five. Every week, you add a minute until you're doing an hour. And then once you're doing an hour, you do, then you bump it up. If all you can do is go into the gym and do a couple small exercises, just do that. Start where you are. You will end up somewhere else.
Right.
And you didn't read that. That's right. And I mean, but everybody knows this is true.
Yes.
So, anyway, we actually have to take another break.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Elisa. Are you mad at me for breaking all the time like this?
No.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more good stories to talk about.
We're going to talk about Carmela Cierzo's vinegar.
Yes, Carmela Cierzo is teaching us about the value of vinegar. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Come on. Come on.
Where are we going?
No, I thought that was the list. There it is. Hi. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Elisa, they say you can catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
But you can get rid of a sore throat with vinegar and honey.
That was good. Very good. Totally unprepared.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so Carmela posted this article about vinegar and diabetes, and she said that she's been doing this for some time now.
Right.
That if you drink it before going to bed, it's supposed to help you become resistant to the insulin spikes.
Right. Right. And in fact, if you drink it before every meal, mm-hmm. it will reduce the insulinogenic response to foods by lowering the glycemic index of any food that you eat.
Subjects who drank 20 grams of apple cider vinegar and 40 grams of water with each meal saw that who drank the vinegars had a 34% lower postprandial glucose compared to controls.
That's great.
34%.
That's impressive. This is especially important if you're one of those people who has high A1C hemoglobin A1C levels.
Yes.
This is your ticket to health. You do this for 3 months. You have a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and apple cider is better, right, Elisa?
Apple cider vinegar is the best.
Apple cider vinegar before each meal.
Doesn't it also burn fat?
Well, apple cider vinegar, Paul Bragg was the guy who really
apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, they popularized it because theirs is the unfiltered, unpasteurized apple cider vinegar, and it has mother in the bottom of it, which is that cloudy stuff. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
did you say mother?
Yeah, mother. What did I say?
Mother.
Well, that's for the people in Brooklyn. It has mother in it. My father and my mother. Anyway, I was channeling JFK. What can I say?
Okay.
Anyway, so it has mother in it, and the mother is like all that sediment and stuff like that. You're still laughing. This is funny. But anyway, at least I didn't say coffee before when you were talking about coffee. Anyway, apple cider vinegar has been shown to do something on a hepatic level to flush more fat out of the body. And people seem to get leaner when they diet and use apple cider vinegar the way we're talking about.
Okay, so this article says vinegar has got to be the most cost-effective medicine in history, but most people with diabetes still aren't taking it. And why? Because doctors aren't prescribing it because there's no vinegar reps touring medical offices to promote their products.
Right. Right. Isn't that sad?
It is sad.
I mean, okay, if you take vinegar before a meal and you add a little ginger to your meal, you are both reducing the insulin spike and using an insulin mimetic to help get glucose out of the system, dispose of glucose as well. So, I mean, it's like a double. You got to be careful. You probably become hypoglycemic if you don't include some carbs in the meal. But with that being said, vinegar is also an antithrombotic for people who are worried about blood clots because of maybe they're on very high doses of testosterone and they're worried about the hematocrit. Vinegar increases the viscosity of the blood. And subsequently, it's antithrombotic. It'll keep you from getting blood clots. It can thin the blood.
Well, on Carmela's post, I put in there that we were going to talk about this today. And my cousin posted that my aunt, Noel, who we've spoken about before, uses it for everything. Uses vinegar for cuts and bruises and bee stings. And she says that my aunt, Noel, is like the guy on the Big Fat Greek, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
The
father with the Windex.
Yeah.
But it's her with her vinegar, her apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
And she's been kind of the influence on me with my herbs, and she's kind of uses all natural products.
Well, she's of that, you know, don't forget, Aunt Noel is, I mean, without, take this in the spirit that it's meant, she's kind of like one of the old-fashioned hippies. I mean, she not in her the way she dresses, but she comes from that natural is better movement that Paul Bragg ascended from.
Yes,
I'll bet you if you talk to her about Paul Bragg, I bet you should go, oh, I was reading about Paul Bragg way back when.
Her greenhouse with all of her herbs.
She's all about everything natural.
Everything natural.
I mean, she makes her own everything, and you know, and she.
So she's been using vinegar for ever.
Right.
For and it's everything.
Acetic acid, it's great stuff.
She told me, I called her on the way into the studio, and she told me a story that in India, some of the people who don't have money, they would use vinegar to get rid of germs and
disinfect
things.
Right.
Thank you. As a disinfectant.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have anything else to use.
Yeah, it's an acid.
Mm-hmm.
It's an acid. You know, it's not highly corrosive, but to some degree, it's corrosive. So it's, it's great stuff. Really, really is. So there you go. So you can speed up your body fat transformation by including a tablespoon of Paul Bragg's apple cider vinegar before every meal.
I think I'm going to start doing that.
Me too.
Here's just a couple recipes that were on here also. Here's one that I found interesting. Apple cider vinegar in iced tea with lemon or lime and stevia.
Really?
I thought that I might try that one. 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, 1 cup of water, and a few drops of stevia. Mm-hmm. That was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Cider vinegar, honey, and the rest of a glass full of water.
Yeah. The only thing you got to be careful, you have to ease into apple cider vinegar, because if you're the unaccustomed and you just take a tablespoon of it and throw it in your mouth and swallow it, it will make you feel a little nauseous.
Really? How come?
It's probably because it's very powerful stuff. It really is. You know, you have to be careful with it. You have to ease into it. And I think that it's wise to use one of the recipes that you just said, where you kind of mask it and dilute it so that it gets into the body slowly and you don't shock your stomach with it.
Well, I'm going to try it, so I will give everybody an update next week.
Well, I'm going to give an update, too. I'm going to try it, too.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be on the air Monday, so my update will come first.
Good.
We'll race. Anyway.
Okay, so there was another, speaking of natural things, there was another article about a guy in Memphis who had
cancer.
Right. I'm trying to figure, he was 26 years old. He was told that he had to get chemotherapy, and he decided, he went home and decided he had to get 6 to 9 months of chemotherapy.
Right.
He went home, and his mother had studied naturopath years ago.
Right.
And so they decided to take it. He refused the chemotherapy.
Good for him.
And they tried to do it with natural remedies, and he's cancer-free now.
Bingo. And you know what? And he's healthier for not taking the chemo, because the chemo destroys you.
Yeah, they started studying up on chemo and, you know, how it kills your good cells, just like it kills the cancer cells.
My analogy stands. Every time I have somebody on the show that talks about cancer treatment and chemotherapy, I say my analogy is chemotherapy is to treating cancer to what burning down your entire house because you have a stain on your rug would be to managing stains on your rug. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Why would you destroy the entire house to get rid of a stain on the rug? Why would you destroy the entire body to get rid of this spot on this particular area?
The guy's name was Chris. He says, the reality in all of this is that modern medicine is really big business. Natural therapies can't be patented. You can't patent fruits and vegetables. There's no money to be made using natural therapies. You'll never see natural therapies used in conventional medicine. There just isn't any money in it.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? And that's why people need to be smarter. It's just really simple. You just need to be smarter. Don't let your doctor scare you into something that you know deep down inside isn't a good idea. That's it.
And he's been cancer-free for 10 years.
Good. And we had a guy on that was battling cancer. He was a power lifter. I can't think of his name. Why can't I think of his name?
Danny Aguirre.
Yeah.
Danny Aguirre.
Yes, thank you. And we've got another guy coming on who was an avid physical culturist, and then he was hit by a car. And if it wasn't for the muscle that he had on his body, he would have been destroyed.
Really?
Yes. He's going to be. I'm hoping to have him on next week. I'm waiting for him to reply. Yeah, I want to do more of these stories where muscle saves lives. Muscle saves lives. Look, we still joke about it.
When you fell down the steps.
Was that 2 years ago?
Two years ago,
Valentine's Day, you know, a little bit too much champagne, made a left turn a little too soon, missed the hall, went right down the basement steps, hit the bottom of the stairs. I mean, I tumbled, tore the railing off the stairs, hit the bottom of the stairs, jumped up, like checking to see if anything was broken. Ran up the stairs. I mean, if I didn't have, and I know it was my hamstrings and my glutes that took the beating because they were all, that's where I had all the pain a couple days later. If I didn't have that muscle on the bottom of my body, I would have broke my leg,
yeah.
At least broken my leg, maybe my hip.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Muscle saves lives. I should get a shirt that says, muscle saves lives. I like that.
Muscle is metabolic currency.
Yeah, there you go. I like that better. We have a couple minutes before we go into the next break.
Okay, really quick then. Five things to give up to be happy.
Really? In other words, if I give up these five things, I will be happy.
Yes.
Watching the evening news.
Well, no, that's not okay. Give up feeling entitled.
Yes, that's a good one because that frustrates people. People who have a sense of entitlement are always frustrated because they never get what they want.
Give up being a victim.
But that's hard. How do you do that one when you actually are a victim in something? Like people who are victims in racism, for instance. They really are victims in racism. Or people who are victims in the court system, because there is no fairness in courts. It has nothing to do with fairness. And you are victimized. How do you overcome that? How do you just go, oh, okay, forget about it. I'll just move on.
I guess it's something that you have to really dig deep down inside and figure it out yourself.
Yeah. Okay. What's the other one?
Okay. I don't think that you agree with that one.
No. I do agree with you. No. I didn't want to stifle the discussion.
Give up your need to impress. Give up the habit of blaming. And give up pretending. Those are the five.
Oh my God. I can't pretend anymore. You know what? When I was a little kid,
There is no need to put on a show.
That's it, folks. The show's over. We're going to end it here. Thanks for listening to Super Mario. This will be our last broadcast. When I was a child, I played by myself a lot.
Okay.
And so when I would finally play with other kids, I would say all the time, well, make believe we're going to do this. Make believe we're firemen. And I must have said it so much. Make believe, that my mother used to get mad at me and say, stop saying make believe. Like, in other words, I said it so often that that term annoyed my mother. And I've often reflected about on that. Like, when I was a kid, I must have, because if you ask me, I had a great childhood, but if you see where I grew up and that sort of stuff, a lot of people would probably say, gee, you really think you had a great childhood? But I guess I must have been locked into a fantasy world when I was a kid because I made believe often. So
maybe that was your way of coping.
Yeah. So I guess pretending sometimes isn't the worst thing in the world.
I agree with you there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. With that notion, let's pretend we're taking a commercial break. Oh, my God. We are. All right. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Yeah, boy. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Comley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Are you ready? 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 Ready?
You like this song.
Is that the one I like?
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I love this song. Let it play for a minute.
But it's a mash.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, listen.
Are you ready?
Oh.
See, it's the same Brass Monkey.
That funky monkey.
This is another one, Bites the Dust and Brass Monkey.
The Brass Monkey is
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys, yeah. That funky monkey.
Brass Monkey. There you go.
That funky monkey.
There you go. Okay. Welcome back to Super Human Radio. Thank you, Carmela Cierzo, for that information about vinegar, by the way.
Yes.
She's right. I'm going to start using apple cider vinegar again.
I am too. Thanks for making us revisit vinegar, because I've got it in my refrigerator and I use it and I've just forgotten about it.
Yeah, there you go. And that's what you need sometimes to remember.
And I'm going
to
use that now instead of Windex.
There you go. To wash the windows. Don't laugh.
You can.
You can use vinegar to wash windows.
I know you
okay.
can.
Okay.
That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
My mother used to do that.
There you go.
Okay, so wouldn't be Casual Friday without talking about Monsanto.
We're going to have a Monranto Fest now.
Okay.
Actually, I'm really, really happy. I'm really happy. Monsanto, and a lot of you already know this.
You're happy because you've stopped pretending.
Yes, I've stopped pretending. Make believe Monsanto went away. Make believe. Monsanto's income fell by nearly half for the year, for their fiscal year. Their income is down. Their investors are panicking. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to behold. Now, Monsanto told their investors, oh, don't worry. It's just because our seeds aren't selling as well because of some issues, but we can overcome that. We can fix this and so on and so forth. But the reality is their seeds aren't selling well because consumers don't want Monsanto's products anymore. That really is it. Consumers should be able to rejoice and take credit for Monsanto's losses, because the farmers would be growing the crap if they could sell it. But nobody wants the Monsanto GMO stuff anymore.
Well, somebody put on your Facebook this week, but we talked about it a long time ago, that the Monsanto employees in the cafeteria at the place at Monsanto,
right?
They won't eat the food
GMO.
That,
they don't want GMO.
They don't want GMO.
Right. In the
cafeteria.
And
we talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah. But you know, look, Monsanto, you got to get the message. You're going to go down the tubes because you're not a good company, okay? You're not a company that cares about people. You're just a company that cares about profits. You need to get rid of Hugh Grant. Isn't that his name, Hugh Grant, the president of Monsanto? His same name as the actor.
Yes.
Get rid of Hugh Grant. Clearly, he is the wrong guy to be at the helm of the company. And find somebody who has some social consciousness, and a social conscience, it was a Freudian slip, and put that person in charge and find out what people want. And we don't want frankenfood. We don't want food that's easier to grow and more profitable to grow. We want food that harkens back to our ancestors' diets. We want you to find small family farms and help them grow good food with your seeds, not the Frankenstein food that makes it easier to grow and more profitable for you to hold on to the market.
Okay, so now we were talking about this before, the resistance to the herbicides.
Right.
The weed resistance. Yeah, weed resistance has spread to more than 12 million U.S. acres and primarily affects key agricultural areas in the U.S. Southeast and the corn and soybean growing areas of the Midwest.
Right.
It says here in this article, they ask a question, how is the chemical industry responding to this threat?
Right.
And they're saying, zap it harder.
Yeah, right. That's why they want to use Agent Orange now.
That's exactly what this article says. The industry is pressing the U.S. and Canadian governments to approve GM corn engineered to be resistant to 2,4-D, which is Agent Orange.
Right, which is Agent Orange, right. And this is idiocy. So what's going to happen when the super weeds become resistant to 2,4-D? I know, we'll use nuclear radiation to kill them. You know what? Monsanto needs to go down. People, don't buy any product that comes from Monsanto seeds. And next year when they lose another half of their income and they're a dwindling company, they'll go out of business because they're never going to change. Just by them saying that, instead of saying, you know what? This is what they need to do. Hugh Grant needs to come out and he needs to do a mea culpa. He needs to go, you know what? We realize now that people don't like us, and they don't like us because we're trying to force them to eat foods that they don't want to eat. But we just figured something out. You can't force people to eat foods they don't want to eat, just like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. So here's our new company methodology. We're going to find out what people want, and we're going to find ways to give them that economically. We're going to abandon GMO. We're going to abandon the notion that we should use stronger and stronger pesticides and herbicides to deal with the problem that we created, you idiots. And we're going to become a company that people will become proud to work for.
Okay, so remember the thing on Facebook that was going around saying do not buy from these companies because they're Monsanto-owned companies?
Right, and they're not Monsanto-owned.
They're not Monsanto-owned, right. But these companies buy products from Monsanto.
Right.
So what everybody should do is find that list and don't buy anything.
Put it up on your Facebook.
I've got it right here in front of me. It's okay. On Snopes. Snopes? Is that Snopes?
S-N-O-P-E-S?
Yeah, yes. .com. But I'll put it on my Facebook
Let's
page.
Let's repost it. Don't buy food from this company.
Don't buy food from these companies because they buy products from Monsanto.
Right. And
if you don't buy food from, like, say, Quaker, for instance, because their oats are genetically modified, that's really going to affect Monsanto as well.
Right, right. And you know what's going to happen? These companies are going to go, we have to break ties with Monsanto. When they break ties with Monsanto, Monsanto loses not only their growers, but their retail distribution. Now they go down in a blaze of glory where they belong. Listen, this is not mean. We're not talking about being mean. What's mean is forcing people to eat foods that are unhealthy, lying to them, trying to get governments to avoid the need for labeling GMO so that we don't know what we're eating. This is what's mean. Monsanto is a mean, unscrupulous, demonic company.
But the problem is there's so many, like, some Quaker, General Mills, Kellogg's, Nature Valley, Pillsbury, Heinz, Hellman's, Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Pepsi. I mean, you name it, they're on this list.
But you can live without those foods.
That's
we do
true.
Every day.
Oh, I know we do, but
we just talked about this. This morning, we went to get the garbage cans, and I said to you, do you realize our recycle can was filled to the top? We only had one bag of garbage, of refusable garbage in our garbage can. When is the last time we went to a grocery store, truthfully, other than to buy water?
I don't.
There's certain things that we buy and we go to Target for it, you know, like shampoo and stuff. And occasionally I like those emerald walnuts. The ones with the cinnamon on them.
Oh, those are almonds.
Almonds. But you know what? We're going to the farmer's market tomorrow to pick up our milk and eggs and raw cream because I'm back on drinking milk again. We're going to pick up chicken while we're there. We'll walk around and pick up our vegetables. You don't need these foods, folks. What the F is wrong with you?
Actually, on Sunday, this is kind of exciting. We have a fair here with over 100 vendors that are going to be there, and they're all like local farmers, and a grasshopper distribution is going to be there, and that's a place where they deliver to you,
right?
The organic foods to you.
It's an RSA.
Yes.
So you sign up for a membership. They bring you your produce. You tell them what you want. I want chicken. I want beef. They bring you your stuff. So they're making it easy. There's no excuse. Now with the RSAs out there, there's no excuse. Well, I don't have a farmer's market. You got an RSA, they'll bring it to you.
We had an Oaks brunch at my house before we went to the Oaks.
Right.
And I had made an egg dish with egg whites or eggs. I used whole eggs.
Yeah. And tell them what it is. Elisa makes these in a muffin tin.
I make these in a muffin tin because they're easy to grab and go. It's like eggs and scallions, and I either put spinach or asparagus in it, and I put turkey in it.
Right. It's like a little handheld
quiche.
Without crust.
Without crust,
right.
And it's very high in protein.
Yeah.
And you can just grab it and go. Grab two or three of them and eat it and
right.
go. But I had made those for the brunch, and one of my girlfriends says, well, that's easy. You go to the grocery store and get the eggs. I said, no, I go to the farmer's market and get my eggs.
And, you know, that's a subtlety that went right over her head because she probably thought, well, what's the difference? But she doesn't understand that the eggs from the farmer's market are actually healthy for you. They're going to increase your health. The eggs from the grocery store, those chickens are given all these different hormones. They're eating crap food. Chickens are not vegetarians, folks. This idea that you're buying eggs and it's vegetarian-fed, organic, you think, oh, well, I'm doing the right thing. Chickens are not vegetarians. In fact, Papa Ben said he doesn't like chicken because they'll eat anything. They eat worms. They eat grubs. They eat other animals' boogers. They'll eat anything. Well, guess what? That's what chickens are supposed to eat, folks. They're not supposed to be eating vegetarian diets. So go to the farmer's market and let's send Monsanto to hell where it belongs. Let's put them out of business. Stop buying anything from any company that patronizes Monsanto. Just stop and make sure you let the grocery store know why. Let them know so that the word travels upstream to Monsanto. Monsanto goes, okay, our days are numbered unless we stop trying to poison people. That's it. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
There was an article that I just wanted to mention. It says, does pink slime have a new relative in the form of meat glue?
Yeah.
Do you, are you familiar with
meat glue? Meat glue is what they use in chopped, flaked, and formed meats. And anytime you buy processed meat, right, you buy, I don't know, pick something from Hillshire Farms. They take chunks of meat and animal byproducts. They process it. And then in order to stick it together so it fits into that sausage or into that cube, that they, a block of meat that they're selling you, they use meat glue. Exactly.
Okay, so meat glue is transglutaminase. Yeah, transglutaminase.
Right.
And it appears on the ingredients under the label of formed or reformed meat.
Yeah, formed. And that's what they call it, chopped, flaked, and formed. So they take meat that you wouldn't buy if you could see what it looked like in its natural form. They grind it, chop it, and then they glue it together and make it a pretty square.
But it also says in the article that it's not like if you go to a restaurant and you order one of these Frankenstein steaks is what it's calling
right.
it. At a restaurant, you won't know that it has this reformed meat
right.
in there because it's being served to you and there's no label on
you know
it.
You know what the worst offender is? If you go to one of these like Southern style or even like a Bob Evans and you buy the what is it called? A country fried steak?
Yes.
Okay. So they get these steak patties, or even like Salisbury steak. They get these steak patties that are made out of meat products and byproducts glued together to be in the shape of a steak. And then they batter dip them so you can't see what it looks like, deep fry it, and then pour brown gravy all over it.
And then you eat it.
That's what chicken fried steak is.
The process of using meat glue requires taking a powder-like substance, mixing it in a bowl with some water, and then using it to coat various pieces of meat before forming them into a filet mignon type shape.
Right.
Or a different, any type of
right.
cut that you want.
Right.
After sealing the creation in a vacuum bag and then allowing it to set overnight, you have a newly formed creation.
Okay. To those of you who are into woodworking, this type of approach to meat is the equivalent of particle board to lumber, right? You want to buy a piece of lumber to build something beautiful. You want a solid piece of lumber cut from a tree. Well, particle board is all the splinters and sawdust glued together and pressed into a board. We all know about it. Particle board is cheap. It's junk. And when it gets wet, it falls apart. That's what they do with meat. Exactly.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Unless you're buying a true cut of meat, you really don't know. You really don't know.
It says here that studies have shown that the stomach enzymes have difficulty breaking down the proteins.
Of course. Same thing as, look, carrageenan, xanthan gum, transglutaminase, right?
Transglutaminase,
these,
yes.
These are thickening agents, okay? That's what these are. They're used, they become thick and sludge-like. The stomach gets clogged up by these things. The stomach gets coated with it. And it can't do the job it needs to do by excreting acids, breaking down food, and absorbing nutrients. So these are just, this is like just pouring sludge in your stomach. That's exactly right. Exactly
right. That's disgusting. That's as bad as pink slime.
Yes, it is. It is. But you know what? We got rid of pink slime, and now we got to work to get rid of meat glue.
Yes.
And you know what? Hillshire Farms will go out of business without meat glue. They couldn't make a product without meat glue.
Well, I mean, you haven't heard much about meat glue in the news yet.
Well, that's because we're moving on. Look, there's a lot of people out there that are looking at this stuff now and going, holy mackerel, I didn't know that. Let me share this with everybody I know.
Mm-hmm.
So just the way pink slime went, we're hoping that maybe meat glue will get picked up next. And they'll go, you know what? I'm telling you, Hillshire Farms will be out of business without meat glue. They couldn't make a product without meat glue. Yeah, I'll tell you another thing. Turkey loaf versus turkey breast, right? You buy cold cuts, they have something called turkey loaf. Virginia ham versus a whole ham. You ever buy a Virginia ham in a can? It's shaped just like the can?
Yes.
They use meat glue to hold all the pork together to make that Virginia ham versus buying a true ham, which is the actual muscle of the pig's leg.
These are all industries that would go by the wayside tomorrow morning if they didn't have meat glue.
So. I was just looking at an article while you were talking, and this goes back to Monsanto. It says in this article, Dow's new ad wants you to know 2,4-D corn is necessary to feed the world.
It's not necessary to feed the world.
Dow.
This is, well, sure, because Dow makes that crap. Monsanto wants to use the crap. Dow makes it. It's not necessary to feed the world. We've been able to feed the world all along. In fact, there's no problem feeding the world. None at all. And you know what? I hate to say this, but F feeding the world. You know what? Let's stop this nonsense that we have to kill ourselves to feed the world. Teach them how to raise cattle instead.
The big pitch in this video that they've done, it says, it focuses on one idea. Big agriculture needs to keep doing what it's done for years or the world will starve.
Oh, baloney. That's sheer nonsense. The world will starve. Oh, my God. It's just disgusting. There's a special hell set up just for those types of people that are running Dow and Monsanto. There's a special seat right next to the devil himself. He's waiting for you. Hitler's going to get up and move over to let you sit down, you Grant. Oh, do we have anything else to talk about?
No.
Okay. I'm really aggravated right now.
How come?
Because of this. Because that Dow is actually going to run an ad trying to convince the idiots out there, these same idiots who are obese and eating crap food and think it's not the reason that they have diabetes. These same idiots are going to go, oh, yeah, we have to feed the world. It's terrible.
But the good news is with, you know, the advent of Facebook and some other media outlets, people are becoming more informed.
I hope so, because this is scary. If they start using,
2,4-D.
Thank you.
Agent Orange.
I know. I didn't want to call it Agent Orange because I want to stay in sync with what, if they start using 2,4-D, get ready for widespread Hodgkin's disease at a children's school near you. That's all I'm going to say. And don't say we didn't tell you so. This is disgusting. Ask any Vietnam vet who had Agent Orange rain down on him in the jungles of Vietnam that how many people he knows died from it quickly and years later from Hodgkin's disease. Ask him. And then tell him, hey, would you eat corn that was sprayed with Agent Orange? He'll say, what are you, crazy? And then tell him, well, we're going to feed it to our kids. This is terrible. I got to get off the air. I really do. I'm very aggravated right now. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.